Homeward Bound there from Simon and Garfunkel. Personal tailoring for men at Savile Your Tailor. Exclusive ties and jewelry for men at Savile Your Tailor. Visit Savile Your Tailor, 350 Duke Street, Glasgow E1. That's opposite the Deniston Pally today. Time now and countdown just coming up for 10 minutes to 5. And here we go with the number 8 sound stateside from Bob Lind. It's the elusive butterfly. That's number 8 in the stateside top 50. Brings the time and countdown along to by the chime just coming up for 7 minutes before 5. Well, you heard that interview with Bob Spencer and the Coopers, and they were telling about a group, rather popular group, that happened to share the bill with them on a recent tour. Well, let's hear from the other group. Yes, here they come, Beatles with Nowhere Man.
He's a real Nowhere Man.
Those fabulous Beatles there with the new stateside release, Nowhere Man. Yes, indeed, our man Flint is coming to the Odeon Cinema, Glasgow, but if you'd like a pleasant surprise, write us now stating what you think will be the most important ingredient in the film. Here's your list again. Action, suspense, comedy, beautiful girls, James Coburn as our man Flint. The address to write to, it's Our Man Flint Competition, Radio Scotland House, Cranworth Street, Glasgow, W2. 2 minutes to the top of the hour, 2 minutes to news time. Let's go up to news time with Cliff Richard and the Mick Jagger, Keith Richard composition, When Blue Turns to Grey.
On 242 meters in your medium wave band, this is Radio Scotland.
Well, the time now is, by the chime, 5 p.m. and time for World News. Gemini 8. Soon after making the first successful rendezvous in space, Gemini 8 had to make an emergency return to Earth because of valve trouble. The craft splashed down in a secondary recovery area in the Pacific, 500 miles from Okinawa, at about 3:30 this morning. The United States destroyer, Michigan, was standing by to pick up the two astronauts, Scott and Armstrong. Britain. Mr. Wilson had his noisiest reception to date when he spoke at Birmingham's rag market yesterday. Hecklers in a large crowd interrupted with cries of Rhodesia, TSR2, and Wilson out. Mr. Wilson said this was a clear indication to the country of the type of rule that could be expected from a conservative government. The latest national opinion poll figures given in today's Daily Mail puts the Labour lead over the Conservatives at 13%.